Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nanga Def. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness / stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
the sun is rising, and there's nowhere I can go to avoid it. Not that I would want to in the first place. I love the sun, especially since it's so cold outside today in Chicago. But it's warm in here, and I know you're warm wherever you are. I hope you are. And if you're not, our prayers are with you. Grand Rising. And thank you so much for joining me on Monday Morning Mindfulness. We're just here to make your whole week better. Every day of the week, 7 days a week. Yeah, 7 until 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And we are saying to you that your problems, your issues are over. How's that, Zelda? Well, tune in and you'll find out why. One of those reasons is because at 7:15 we'll be doing a breathing exercise that will help you navigate your way through the storms of life. But in the meantime, in between time, happy Earth Day, birthday, born day, if you're celebrating your nuptial day, or those who are celebrating it, we're celebrating it with you. And I would also like to say Grand Rising and special prayers for the sick and the shut-in, the incarcerated and the non-believers, and just have given up faith. Can't give up hope and faith. You have nothing else. So don't give up. Just keep working at it. Just, you know, the universe wants to see how serious you are. And when it discovers you're really, really serious, then it will really, really show up and show out. A special happy, no, not happy, but congratulations to the winner of our March contest of the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. And I'll be sharing that information with you later. But right now, today's topic, Skylar Griffin, child prodigy photographer. She debuts on Monday Morning Mindfulness right here. 14 years old. She's a child prodigy. And the institutions, the colleges, the universities, and all of the institutes of higher learning, the, the art schools and the art museums, they all want her work. So we're excited to talk to her about that this morning. And I hope you'll join in, too, and text somebody and let them know that we're on. If you're listening online, we'd love to have you join the conversation after the 7:30 hour, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. And we are also on our YouTube show, Higher Learning TV show, and my page, which is Zelda Speaks Mindfulness. Oh, and don't forget about, how could I forget about Instagram? We have the homeless project that we're working on. Congratulations. Thank you all for all the donations that you're sending. Keep them coming, honey, because those butane tanks to keep the homeless warm, they only last, 4 hours, I think they said? Yeah, 4 hours. So then after that, 4 hours, it's like they're back to cold again. So thank you for those donations coming in. You know who you are. Appreciate that. But this is our Instagram page for the homeless project. And if you want to donate, you can simply go to higherlearningnetwork.org. All the information is there. It's also on my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. But right now, a little update. If you're headed out and about this morning, it's usually unusually and unseasonably cold. 35 degrees. Up to 35 degrees. It's only 32 right about now, so you know it's not going to get a whole lot warmer. Traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. If you are a business owner and an entrepreneur and you have needs, business services, supplies, anything you can think of that they got at Walmart, Amazon, Target, all the others, they have it for free. Well, not free, but close to it. Because you can barter your services or products to get other services or products. So you need some paper, and you've got something you can negotiate with. It's a barter service. So that's what's available to you. But you got to use the promo code ZELDA, Z-E-L-D-A, to get that $100 discount to go shopping immediately. Okay? All right, if you headed out and about this morning on Metro, there's lots of delays. The 1203, the 1218, and the 1220, all those trains are running 30 minutes behind time. And on the CTA, there's normal service, no delays. Inbound on the Kennedy is 29 minutes. Outbound, 23. Inbound on the Eatons, it's 27 minutes, 21 on the reverse. On the Eisenhower, there's an inbound crash at Laramie that has been cleared, so do still expect delays if you're in that area. 32 minutes inbound and 20 on the reverse. On the Stephenson, inbound flow from Lake Cook to the junction, it is 24 minutes in and 21 on the reverse. On the Dan Ryan, your usual delays from 95th to downtown, it is slow at 35th Street, 19 minutes in and 15 minutes on the reverse. On the Bishop Ford and DuSable Lakeshore Drive, it is 11 minutes in both directions. That's Traffic and Weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of iText.com. And if you are a diabetic, you are probably one of the people who have been shut in for a while, as we all have, and you can do something about that. And you know, you see me drinking this funny color drink that I drink every morning, but it works. Apple beet, cucumber, lemon, ginger, kale, turmeric. It works. Ooh, it don't taste good, but it works. I'm diabetes free. Are you? Go to diabeticdonut.com. Download the free ebook and share it with somebody. And remember to set those DVRs for Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19, and 24/7 on the World Wide Web. Did I say the show airs on Channel 19 on Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1? Okay, I just did. Now for your Monday morning mindfulness inspiration from Mike House, who sends them to me regularly. It says March 28, 2022. Strong enough to say yes. God's will for your life is absolute good. Are you strong enough to say yes to God's will? Are you courageous enough to let go of the fear of change and worry? Truth will always lift you into consciousness to new places in your life. Trust God to do its perfect work. Trust the process of life unfolding. Seek to understand the principles of truth. Truth. Stay open and willing to let truth guide you, however scary it may feel in the moment. You are worthy. You are so much stronger than you know, and more courageous than you know. You were designed with a purpose, and your acceptance of God's guidance moves you in your purpose. Be intentional about filling yourself up. Never feel that there is anything more important to work on than your personal inner growth. Let me say that again, because we all know about overtime. Never feel there is anything more important to work on than your personal growth, your inner growth. And as you grow in faith, you will be able to shift the way you see and interact in life. Shift your faith from worldly treasures and place your faith in God. Practice saying yes to God's way. Be willing to let God work through you as you. Let the Christ in you shine in marvelous ways. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own insight. That's Proverbs 3:5. That's from Mike House. Inspiration on Monday morning mindfulness from Mike House. And Mike is recovering from heart surgery. So thank you for your sharing as you go through your health challenge, and know that your prayers have been answered, and we will continue to pray for your recovery. And that's your Monday morning mindfulness. And it is 7:14 as we prepare for our Monday morning mindfulness meditation. You know what that means, right? That means we prepare to go within. And what do I mean when I say go within? that means get quiet and listen to the still small voice, because most of us don't listen to the still small voice. We're too busy doing all these other things. You know, our electrical appliances, we make sure that every time it pings, I just turn mine off sometimes during the day. Yeah, people get mad. I could care less. I got work to do. And sometimes you just have to learn how to say no to other people in order to say yes to yourself. That's all. Aren't you worth it? I know I am. Anyway, so find yourself somewhere comfortable to sit, whatever feels good to you, as you prepare for your Monday morning mindfulness meditation. Feet flat on the floor, sitting up straight in your chair. Just relax. And here it is as we begin. I know you heard the sound. Excuse me. That sound is simply a reminder to focus within, to be still and to be quiet and allow yourself some me time. Time for us to go within and feel the power that is pulsating through our bodies. And that power comes from the breath. It leads from the brain to the heart, and it expresses in the breath. So we will simply close our eyes. You should not be looking at me, but the inside of your eyelids. Close those eyes. And inhale deeply through the nose and hold it. Didn't that feel good? Just all of this just feeling glorious this morning. Inhale deeply. Hold it. Close your eyes and just enjoy the experience. And exhale. Now as you inhale and exhale through the nose, just be aware of your breathing. Are you taking deep breaths or are you taking shallow breaths? When you're taking shallow breaths, you are in, whether you know it or not, the fight or flight syndrome. That's how most of us breathe. But as we take a long, deep inhale through the nose, we are sending love, light, and energy all throughout the body as we give thanks for the power of the breath. And as we observe our thoughts that are running rapid right about now, we simply acknowledge that those thoughts are there, and we give thanks that those thoughts are there. And we see those thoughts as leaves floating down a stream. All those words are just little leaves. Merrily, 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 merrily. Life is what a dream. And that's what your thoughts are. You're just being aware of them. But as you, every breath you take, inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. You are focusing on the breath. So I want you to take your right hand, put it on your forehead, and your left hand, and put it on your heart. And inhale deeply. Through the nose and hold it. Just so that you can focus on the breath, because the mind has a tendency to wander, and that's okay, but we bring it back with the breath. So let's inhale once more. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. And as we drop our hands, place our hands on our stomach, and as we inhale, let's feel our stomach expand. We want it to feel like that as we breathe. Breathe in and breathe out. Inhale deeply. Hold it, and exhale. Feel that? You feel your stomach expand? Yeah, you're doing it right. Let's do it again. Inhale deeply. Hold it, and exhale. as we breathe in and breathe out on your own, you don't have to keep up with me, but just simply breathe in through the nose, hold it, and exhale. And with each breath, give thanks for the power of the breath, because someone somewhere cannot breathe on their own with a trachea in their throat, they're immobile, just all kinds of things going on in the world. So the fact that you can breathe in and breathe out is a plus. It's a bonus. So let's inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. Now let's take that energy of the breath and bring it all the way up to the top of our head. Inhale deeply. And as we exhale, feel the power of the breath moving down through the forehead, the face, and down through the shoulders. Inhale once more. And as we exhale, feel the brain sending love, light, and energy throughout the body as we stretch this morning and move that body. Yes, stretch. And if you're sitting in a high back chair like I am, you can grab the back of the chair and twist. Just turn the body. Just stretch it. Just move it. Inhale once more. And turn to the side, to the other side, and simply stretch. Give those inner organs a little workout just by stretching and moving this morning. And as you turn around, inhale deeply. And exhale, sending more love and light and energy down through the shoulders and the arms. And take those fingers and knees. That's where I keep all my stress. That's where I feel the tension in my body, is in the back and my neck. The shoulders, I should say, not the back. But you just knead them with the fingers, and the fingers sending love and light and energy through each and every muscle, tendon, and ligament, wherever your stress is in your body. And you simply inhale deeply, sending more love and light and energy down through the chest and the stomach and the sides and the back and the buttocks as we inhale. Giving thanks for the energy that flows down through the thighs and the knees. Feel free to rub whatever part of your body is calling your attention. My knees always remind me, and my thighs, and I give thanks for them as we inhale deeply. Sending more love, light, and energy down through the legs and the ankles and the arches and the instep as we inhale once more. Giving thanks for the energy flowing in our feet as we wiggle our toes, sending love-lighted energy back up through our feet and ankles and legs as we inhale. Bringing more love, light, and energy back up through the knees and the thighs and the hips and the buttock and the back. As we inhale deeply. Giving thanks for the power of the energy as it moves back through our sides and our chests and our shoulders and our arms as we stretch again. Giving thanks for the power of the breath as we inhale once more. Sending love and light and energy back up through the neck and the face and the forehead. And we simply smile. Giving thanks for the power of the breath, because it is the breath that will save us in times of chaos and confusion as we inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. With our eyes closed, we begin the process of thanking the inner organs for doing the work that they do effortlessly, and we don't even know about it. So we inhale deeply. Giving thanks for the power of the breath, sending love, light, and energy to the brain, to the heart, liver, lungs, spleen, spine, and the systems, the assimilation system, the digestive system, and the elimination system. Because you know some of y'all are constipated, but email me and we'll talk about it. Inhale deeply. Naturally. And exhale. Inhale once more. And exhale. This time, take one long, last, deep inhale deeply. And as we exhale, bring your face forward, chin to chest, and slowly rotate that head to the left. And slowly bring it around to the back. And slowly bring it to the right and back, front and center. Head up. Inhale deeply. And as you exhale, bend your head back forward and rotate that head to the right. Slow down. Moving too fast. Slowly feeling the increments of that stretch in your neck. And slowly, slowly. Bring your head back up. Inhale deeply. And this time, look to your left as far as you possibly can, feeling the stretch in the right side of the neck. And exhale. Inhale once more. Looking to the right side of your neck as far as you possibly can, and feeling the stretch in the left side of the neck. And exhale. Does that feel good? Yeah. Inhale once more. And use these two words, I am, two of the most powerful words on the planet, and whatever word you choose to choose after it, those are the words that are your protective armor. Because you've taken the time to be with yourself and give thanks to the Creator for having you here today. Because when you put your hand on your heart, if that heart is beating, that means you have purpose. There's other work to do. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here, right? So inhale deeply. I am. Whatever you choose to put after it, it's entirely up to you. But I will use these words. I am happy. Why do you say this, Zelda? Say it even if you don't feel it. Because words are vibrations, and the vibrations that you send out is what you will bring back to your experience. So, I am happy. I am healthy. I am whole and complete, just as I am. Even though I may be having a health challenge, I'm putting the words out there. The energy of it will bounce back to me. So you can choose whatever you choose to say. Fine with me, as long as you say something positive. Because, you know, the Bible speaks of putting on the armor. That is your armor, your power words that you use daily. So whatever you choose to use is fine with me. I am happy. I am healthy. I am whole and complete. Ladies and gentlemen, you have just experienced something only that you can experience in your quiet time, in your quiet space. And if you are ever at a place where you are being challenged, people come all up in your business and don't know the Kool-Aid flavor, you simply start breathing, child. They're going to look at you like a crazy, and it's okay to you simply, oh, my God, what's wrong with her? And exhale. Blow it out through your mouth. And if you got a little garlic, a little onion, a little funk on your breath, you forgot to brush your teeth, I promise you they're going to bag up, okay? And that is your opportunity to clear negative space from your negative energy from your space. So you simply inhale. Just start breathing. They're going to say something wrong with you, and they'll back up. And there's more information like that on my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. Oh, that's my blog. Yeah, I meant my YouTube channel, Zelda Speaks, or Zelda Speaks Mindfulness. And I hope that's something that you can practice during the course of the day. You don't need 5 minutes. You don't need 10 minutes. You can go in the bathroom and do 60 seconds just to calm yourself down, because people, places, and things will challenge you all day long. I'm telling you, this ain't what I heard. This is what I know. Okay? All righty. So that's your Monday morning mindfulness. And I do hope that this is something that you will continue to practice as long as you can, because when you do this, you open yourself up to the opportunity of having a peaceful experience, because people will try to come up in your place and take all of your good joy, and we don't want that to happen. So as we are about to go to commercial break, do be reminded that if you want to call in, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak, and we'll take your call, and we'll come back. We have a 14-year-old child prodigy, unbelievable, and her mom too, Sunitra Griffin, along with Skylar Griffin, 14-year-old child prodigy, and we'll be right back with that information, with that interview, so you stay close.
Retail Solutions Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speak. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Miata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on The Female Solution.
We all say we would like to be wealthy, but wealth isn't determined by how much money you have. Wealth is determined by your power to define what money is. The dictionary defines money as something used as a way to pay for goods and services and to pay people for their work. So how would you like to have access to an unlimited source of money? Money that is not taxed by the government. Money that increases as you share the opportunity with others. Money that you can use to pay for goods and services and pay people for their work. I'm talking about Bitcoin. It's the future of independent wealth building. Bitcoin is the new money that you control. Get started building your wealth. Call 312-849-3456. That's 312-849-3456.
You are tuned in to the Soulful Chicago Book Fair 2020 Vision Fundraising Campaign. That's right. You can support the vision of reviving Black literary excellence in this city by simply taking your $20 or more and donating it on our website. Visit www.soulfulchicagobookfair.com and click the Donate tab on our homepage, or give us a call at 646-359-6605, and we welcome you, helping us breathe literary life into the South Side of Chicago.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced, and we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
Susan Essentials leads you to wellness by giving you access to more than 20,000 sustainably produced nutritional products delivered direct to your door.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
Increasing marketing spend.
Sam,
so
can you be quiet?
To list her
Satan don't want to be quiet this morning. She making all kind of noise. Okay. Grand rising. Thank you so much for joining us back here on The Female Solution on Monday Morning Mindfulness. And I am joined by child prodigy Skylar and her mom, Sunitra. We see so much of your, can you tilt your camera up? Because I'm up here and you're down there. Is that possible so we can see you? No. Tilt it. No, tilt it so we can be even here. Because you're a little bit up. No, we don't want all that ceiling. We want people to see your look. There you go, right there. And a little bit more. Right there. Can you put something behind it? Because, you know, all we see is this white space, and we want to be able to see your head. Okay, so while they try and figure it out, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. Now their video just went out. And so maybe you all can come back in. I don't know what happened to your video, but just come on back in when you get a chance. In the meantime, I will find a promo for you here. 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak, and we will have you available to take questions. And there they are. Oh, they're back. There they are. Okay, loud and clear. All right. So let me tell you a little story about how this came to be. Good morning, Sunitra, and good morning, Skylar. Well, actually, your names are reversed. Sunitra is on the right, and Skylar is on the left. Okay, so the mom is on the right, and the daughter is on the left. Grand rising, and thank you so much for joining us here this morning. So let me tell our viewing and listening audience just a little bit about how we met. Actually, I've been knowing Sunitra for some years. We live in the same apartment building. We were in the laundry room one day. And how did that conversation begin, Sunitra? I don't even remember. I just know we started talking about your daughter. Oh, I asked you, how was your daughter doing? And, yeah, that's how it started, yeah. And you started telling me about all the wonderful things that she's doing, and she's in school. And you said 14 years old, and I was like, what? 14? So tell us how this journey began, Sunitra.
Well, as far as our story, so we were discussing, she asked how she was doing, and she asked what she was kind of playing sports, and I told her no, that she wanted to focus on her academics. And Zelda was like, oh, that's interesting because I have a friend that wants to start a school because, you know, with the pandemic and everything that took place with students falling further and further behind. And I said, well, we had the total opposite experience. Like, Skylar's was a scholar during the academic, well, during the pandemic. She went from an AB average to all A's and graduated with a lot of, like, merits and so forth. And for me, it was a proud moment because I am a single mom. And to see Skylar grow academically during the time where a lot of kids were falling behind was just, like, astounding to me. And to also see her adjust so well in high school, we all know that high school can be very intimidating, and especially coming out of a pandemic, even more so. But she has maintained on average a 4.24, but as of now her GPA is a 4.4, and she's taken honor classes, and I'm just really extremely proud of her.
When you said 4.4, it's like when I was in college 30, 40, 50 years ago, I don't know, the highest grade was 4.0. And when you said 4.4, I was like, what? How is that possible? She's off the scale. She's beyond normal. She's a little genius. We got to have her on the show. Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry. I just get so excited talking about it. Go ahead, girl.
You've been asked about her hobbies and what was she into, and I told you that she was into photography, and it's not with any type of training. She just has the eye for it, and, you know, it started off with her just randomly taking pictures, and during the pandemic, because we were stuck in the house and couldn't do anything due to some underlying health issues that I have, we were very, very, very stuck in the house. But she started taking photos even then from her bedroom window. And, of course, you know, there's so many pictures you can take from the bedroom window.
Okay.
But she found a way with different lighting, different times of the day. She was able to capture from her bedroom window.
Her bedroom window. What made you start with the bedroom window, Skylar?
It was a good way to not, I guess, give up on photography.
Oh.
To not let that hobby go.
Okay. Okay. So you're just lying there in bed and say, what will I take a picture of today? I think I'll do the skyline. And you had no training whatsoever. I went to school for photography. Had a dark room. And I don't have that gift. What a blessing.
And it's funny you say that, Zelda, because she was attending Marwin, that's in Chicago, right off of Chicago in Orleans. And they were teaching her how to take pictures with a professional camera.
Okay.
What's crazy about that is, yes, the special effects that you can do in a dark room, you know, were different from her normal pictures.
Mm-hmm.
But she's taking all these pictures from a cell phone.
Wow.
And the way that they're coming out is like when I showed her pictures to a professional photographer, it was like, she's taking this from a what? And I was like, from a cell phone. So she was actually invited through one of her mentorships to submit her pictures so that they can be placed on canvases and presented to the curators at different museums, not only in Chicago, but throughout the country, to hopefully get her artwork presented in a museum.
Mm-hmm. That is awesome. I have never heard of anything like that. Does that make you excited, Skylar?
Yes.
How so?
I think it's simply knowing how talented, not to sound cocky, but how talented I am when it comes to photography.
Just confident.
Not that I have that gift.
Just confident. Where'd you get that confidence from?
My mom.
See, that's why Mom is on here with us too. What has been the most challenging for you in this photography journey that you're having?
I guess it's been finding room to take more pictures at different places.
Mm.
Which, due to school, I basically have a routine set.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, you take photos on the way to school and the way back. But also, sometimes, like, I get enough angles from those certain pictures.
Now, you said you have a routine. What does that routine consist of?
Like, getting ready and stuff so on, how to get to school, when to leave school, meetings that I have sometimes.
Meetings at school?
She's a student ambassador at her school as well. And she's on a peace committee.
Really? Did you say peace committee? Oh, my goodness. I know this is divine. The Female Solution is involved in a world peace effort. And we will be joined by Naima Latif, the executive producer of the show, and she'll tell us a little bit about that. And we would love to have you involved in it. Oh my goodness! Okay, all right. I'm so excited. This girl just brings so much joy. And I also hear that. What's the name of the school that she was attending on Chicago Avenue?
It's called Marwen. Marwen.
Yeah, I've passed by there. I've never seen, but you know, I'm not in school, so I'm not looking for a school. So, are all of the students in your class, Skylar, are they exceptional? Are they child prodigies like you are?
I would say so, yes, in different ways.
How so?
I guess how they work and how they communicate and how they use critical thinking to follow through with questions and context clues and so on.
Okay. Now, you said the word critical thinking. For some child who may not have a clue as to what critical thinking is, can you explain that to them?
I guess in my eyes, critical thinking is having a deeper knowledge on certain things. And I guess I wouldn't say it's figurative language, but looking deeper into things and putting your own perspective on it.
Mm.
So that's what I think critical thinking is.
And not just trusting what you've been told or taught, but to have a little insight into that your own. Yeah, that's very unusual from my experience at the age of 14. It's like critical thinking. What's that? Is that a game? Is that like chess? Or I don't know what that is. Wow, that's powerful. And I want to say thank you this morning to our students in Singapore. We've got students in Singapore. So Naima Lateef has a, and I'll play it as we go to commercial break, has an opening in every language that there is, and I don't know them all. I know a few of them, but we'll play that later. But I just wanted to share that with you. So what is your advice, or what would you like to share to students who have the potential of Skylar, but they just don't know how to tap into it? It's like this was your gift. You never read a book on how to frame a shot or anything like that before you shot your photograph. What would you tell them to encourage them? What words of insight do you have for them?
Question for me or my mother?
You, both.
I guess patience.
Oh.
It takes time to understand how to get certain angles and everything, and practice as well. But don't force it, though.
Oh, don't force it. And why is that?
Because sometimes the pictures might come out as, I wouldn't say unnatural, but it wouldn't come out how it would if it was simply done naturally and you simply decide, like, took the angle how you thought it would be best. Like, there's not like a rule book to photography.
Ah, even though there are books on photography, you have to trust your instinct to capture that photo so you can get the essence of it, so hopefully the person that sees it will get the essence of it too. And is that what I heard? Okay. And Mom, did you want to comment on that?
I just feel that having a good support system, whatever Skylar has wanted to tap in, I'm the biggest cheerleader. From when she was a toddler doing ballet, I made sure that she attended the best ballet school that she could, that I could get her in, and she attended Joffrey Ballet. When she was done with that, she went on to golf. I made sure she had lessons for golf. Then she tried basketball. I was the biggest cheerleader. Even one time, she didn't want me to be the biggest cheerleader. But, you know, just being supportive with whatever it is that she wanted to do and helping her to process her creativity.
Okay. So that's on the academic side. I know that parents struggle with their children all the time, even if they are child prodigies, and they have, what would you say is your greatest challenge when it comes to raising a child prodigy?
A genius,
my husband says. A genius, yes. The little genius.
Thank you. I think one of the hardest challenges that I have is sometimes I forget that she's only 14.
Ah.
Because she tends to have an old soul sometimes, and her maturity level is not that of a 14-year-old. And sometimes I forget that when we're having conversations or when I'm asking her to do certain things, I forget myself. And I have to reinforce it because her being an African-American student, teachers tend to, because of her height too, Skylar is like 5'8". So because of her height, they tend to give her, they tend to speak to her in a way that you don't speak to children because they think that, you know, it's her height and so forth. So I have to also remind myself that she's 14 years old. And at her previous school, I had to always remind her teachers that she's 14 years old, regardless of how you see her physically and how she presents herself and academically, she's still 14 years old. So finding that balance meant with her still enjoying childhood and allowing her that space, but also challenging her maturity level.
Wow. So has there been a time when you've had to come to her rescue because she's so tall?
Oh, all the time.
Oh,
I am, as she called me, the helicopter mom. I've gotten much better since she's been in high school. I've gotten much better, but I actually took a year and a half off with her when she was in middle school to be present in her middle school. She was a part of a very controversial merge of schools in Chicago.
Okay.
And it came with a ton of challenges and stereotypes. So, you know, there was times I had to show up and actually show out to get my point across. But I'm her biggest advocate, and I will be until I take my last breath.
I know, that's right. You don't want to mess with mom and her babies. How does that make you feel, Skylar?
It makes me feel good because I feel like I'm protected and supported if I need it.
Do you feel that any of your student classmates, do they all have the same thing, and how do they feel about you? And how do you handle that height difference? Because you're how old? I mean, how tall again? 5'8"? That's taller than me.
Yeah, she's taller than her mom,
though. Yeah, she's taller.
Tell him he did not have
Tony,
to say that out loud.
You did not have to say that out loud.
She's really a grudder over here.
Yeah, because when I saw her getting out the elevator one day, I was like, who is that?
Okay.
I was like, is that your daughter? Oh, my God, the girl's taller than I am. And she's smarter than I am, too. She's a child prodigy. Oh, my God. I'm sorry about the excitement, y'all.
We're proud
like,
of you, young lady.
We don't even know you like that, and we're just proud of you, and we're proud of the work. Yeah, because we saw the first time we saw her, when she was, what, 2, 3, 4, 5 years old? And then to see her blossom into this beautiful child who has insights and knowledge and understand and knows what critical thinking is. To have this kind of child on the show is just an honor and a privilege to have her here on the Female Solution. You are our first child prodigy right here on Monday Morning Mindfulness, and it's so appreciative. And I love the word that you said. You said you weren't cocky, just assured. And I like to use the word confident. So you don't have to say the word cocky. I'm just confident. And people often don't know how to handle that. Has that been your experience, and what has that experience been like?
May you elaborate on the question?
Because of your natural gifts, talents, and abilities, and your height, and just your whole aura, your whole experience, how do your classmates who are not on the same level of intelligence don't get the same, maybe not intelligence, but they don't get the same grades that you get. They don't have the same experience that you get. Do you have any challenges with that?
I don't really have a lot of challenges, per se.
Mm-hmm.
I think most people are very supportive and help me if I need it, my classmates.
They are. Well,
that's good.
That's good to hear.
I think that the reason why is because though I help build her self-esteem, we're also humble with the blessings. Because we know that we're in a very unique situation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason why I think she used that word cocky.
Oh.
Because to some people, it comes off sometimes as being cocky or being arrogant. I'm not the parent that, that's boastful, but I will let you know that my child is a rock star.
Okay.
It's humble, and we know where we get our blessings from.
Okay.
So.
Wow, she is a rock star. She is.
Yes.
Do you think that at some point she will outgrow her current classmates, friends? What about your friends? Do you have a lot of friends or acquaintances?
I would say I have a lot of acquaintances. But I have a small group of friends. I like to keep my group of friends small.
How small?
Three people.
That sounds about right, because the more people that you have in your life, sometimes it's stressful, I'll put it like that. The more people, because people have drama. We come here with drama. We're going to leave here with drama. And the less drama we have in our life, the more time we have to focus on that which is important to us. So if you just joined the conversation this morning, we are here talking about the child prodigy, Skylar Griffin. She is a child prodigy photographer, and her mom, Sunitra, is right here with us. And we will be back in just a moment to continue this conversation. But right now, we're going to share with you some information on why you can be a part of this, because if you're anything like me, you're tired of shopping at online stores, Amazon, Etsy, and all the others, and all the shopping that you do, everybody gets paid for you. Well, here's an opportunity for you to change that, and all you have to do is watch the video and then shoot us an email, and we'll tell you more. We'll send you some more information.
Welcome to QuickLink, where customers can buy, share, and earn. Meet Sam. Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend, so she decides to list her products on QuickLink. On QuickLink, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her products with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace, just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura. Laura is in the market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the QuickLink marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would on any other e-commerce site. After purchasing, Laura receives a unique QuickLink that she can share with friends to begin earning quick cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's QuickLink on her phone and purchases a pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases using Laura's QuickLink, Laura receives quick cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own QuickLink and begin earning quick cash as well. But QuickLink is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. QuickLink rewards customers for sales they directly and indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica's new QuickLink makes, Laura will earn additional quick cash as well, making the potential for earning exponential. Laura and Jessica can transfer their quick cash balance to their bank account at any time, or can even use quick cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs, since she is only spending marketing dollars when actual purchases are made. Start buying, sharing, and earning today at QuickLink.com.
And this is all that we have purchased from QuickLink, and that is simply the hot chocolate and the Noni juice, and this is the hot chocolate, and we buy this to deliver to the homeless. All that information is on my blog at zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. So if you're tired of giving, you want to make money shopping, that's the way to do it.
Oh, man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul, whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Karina Meek. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
And thank you for joining us back here on The Female Solution. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, and welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. Today we have a lovely guest, a young lady, 14 years young. She is a child prodigy, Skylar Griffin, and her mom, Sinitra. Now, Mom, Sinitra, you said that you had her in ballet, golf, and basketball. How did she excel in any of those? Was she not excited about any of those as she is excited as about photography?
Well, I will say this. Skylar came here with her own set of rules. She was born 2007. So that's the day of completion. So she came here with her own set of rules. When she did ballet, she was going to be the best ballet dancer that there was.
Okay.
But when I put her in Joffrey, that come with a different set of rules. It's not like you have, in order to move to the next level, you have to know the actual terms. And they were very strict, like the hair had to be in a bun, you had to have a particular type of tights, uniform. Like, it was the best of the best. And
okay,
that's what we expected. So she grew out of that quickly because she's like, this isn't fun anymore. Then we moved on to golf. And she actually did very well with golf.
Ooh.
But as she got older, she wanted to try something different. And then with us having the WNBA Chicago Sky, and people always telling her, her height, and stereotyping that she should play basketball. I think it was a combination of her love for basketball as well as people telling her because of her height that she should play basketball. So we tried it out, and she's interested in doing that still again, but again, she wanted to focus on her academics. And, of course, being a mom, I supported that 100%.
Of course.
And even with photography, we was a part of an organization here in Chicago called Polished Pebbles.
Really? Kelly Fair.
Exactly, yeah.
I went to church with her.
So she did like a entrepreneur boot camp sort of thing. Where you had to submit paperwork and everything to be a part of it. And we did it, and it became more of a task than, you know, a fun hobby. And so I saw her like even though she could have used that as a stepping stone, but again, I said I'm supportive. When she pushed back and was like, this isn't fun, I feel all the way back because I know that she has an eye for photography, and I didn't want to overwhelm her to the point that she didn't want to do it again, and she picked up and started taking pictures again, and I'm supporting, but more from the background, when she meets my assistant or when she asks me my opinion about an angle or how does this picture look. So, yeah, we've had challenges, but again, I'm along for the ride, whatever she's passionate about.
Okay.
I'm going to be the cheerleader.
All right. What'd you say, her ride or die?
Exactly. So the wheels will fall off.
So the wheels will fall off. I hate the word die. You know, ride or die. You know, how about ride or fly? I love it.
We'll take that too.
Okay. And you know what? I cannot believe that I didn't think of this earlier. To have her enter into the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. We just had one this Saturday. It's for teens ages 13 through 19, I'm sorry. You know, some of us were a little late. And if you have a natural gift, talent, or ability, and she has the talent of a photographer, she needs to be in this contest. It's every last Saturday of the month, so we are going to enter you into the April contest, so April 30th. And all I've already got your information, so I'll send the information to you. Just send me a reminder, because you know sometimes I forget things. But I want her in that contest, because I am going to pull up my blog, and show the photos that she took of her bedrooms. Like, Mom, I'm not there in the bedroom with you. I live in the same building, so I don't know what I really didn't pay attention. Oh, I do know what it is. Okay, so I am going to pull that up, and I want you to explain to us, Skylar, why you chose the particular photographs that you chose, because you could have showed anything, but you chose to show what you did. So as we pull up the blog here and take a look at that, I am going to, well, actually I haven't announced the winner yet, so I may as well announce it now. The winner of the Harold Washington Scholarship is a $500 scholarship. And the contestants of the March 22 Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, we only had three because it was a runoff from last month, from February, where we had a three-way. So these were the contestants. Contestant Zuri from Atlanta, Olivia Phillips from the UK, and Kelvin Dukes from Maryland. And the winner was, drum rolls please, Kelvin Dukes. And as you can see, you can go back and look at that on your own. But I wanted to scroll down to Monday Morning Mindfulness. There she is, her and her lovely mom. And I want you to see some of the photos that I have posted. The rest of them are on our Facebook page, not my page, on facebook.com, HLNTV1. But, Skylar, I'm going to point at each photograph so you can tell us, what were you thinking when you took this photograph? What were the thoughts that were going through your mind?
Well, at that certain angle, I thought it would get a lot of the buildings aren't lined up perfectly, but I thought that would be nice to see, especially with the bottom of it being on the boat. So it's kind of like a wide angle.
And what kind of camera did you use?
My phone camera.
Your phone camera. It's just amazing what we can do with phones now. Who'd have thunk?
Yes. You know what's so funny? That was one of the first pictures that she actually shared with me. That's why we submitted that picture. Like, she was keeping her talent a secret for a while. And she posted that picture, and I was like, whoa. And I knew where we were. We were at the Chicago Yacht Club when she took that picture. And I was like, Skylar, do you have any more pictures? And that's when she began sharing them with me. And, like, even that picture,
Chicago has a very beautiful skyline.
Yes.
But to capture it in the essence of also, like, the sun is starting to set a little bit and the bulls, that picture does something to me every time I see it.
Wow. Okay, so let's scroll on down and see another one here. This is another lakefront shot. And what is SGH photography?
It's my full name.
Ah.
Yeah, our initials.
Oh, okay. And you want to tell us a little bit about this photo? And then we're going to take a call because we've got some calls here. If you want to call 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak because we got about 15 minutes. They've got to go at 8:30 because Mom has to go and they have to go. Okay, so you want to tell us a little bit about this one, Skylar? And then I'm going to do the next one.
This was also on the boat, and mm-hmm. I thought it would be nice to take it from both angles from the boat, from both sides of it, so that was the other side of it.
Very nice. And I love this with the sky, with the trees. You know, I got a thing with trees, so I'm loving this. And the sky, you captured the multitude of colors, the red, the yellow, the orange, the blue. I was like, wow, she does have an eye. What was going on through your mind when you took this one, Skylar?
I never saw a pink cloud before.
Yeah.
So I thought it would be nice to take a picture of it, especially with how the trees go. What's the picture? What's the clouds as well?
Yeah, you did that. You did that. Let's show one more, and then we're going to take a phone call. Oh, I love this. The rooftop. Where were you?
It reminds me of good times.
Doesn't it, though? It does. I saw that. I was like, oh, my goodness, I love this. How did this come about?
I wasn't feeling that good at that time.
Really?
But I really wanted to take a picture of that angle, and I couldn't get it all in one, so I took a wider picture like that.
Okay.
So it's kind of spread out a little bit.
Okay. Wonderful. You did a wonderful job. Well, you all can see more of that on my blog, so just go to zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com and the information is there. In the meantime, let's get some calls before you have to go in a few minutes. 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. We are going to the phone line, 706-202. I do believe that is our Baba Kwame Sun Horse from Georgia. Grand Rising.
Grand Rising.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Grand Rising, and it's most honorable to hear a mother and daughter in unison, and he's helping her to develop her what's in her as opposed to what she brought her here for. And that part of it is that we need to, because they all come with purpose, and she sees how to use her talent and being able to capture, because there are a lot of great famous black women photographers. And LaToya Frazier, there's, you know, she can look, and we had famous people, Gordon Parks, Van Deer.
Mm-hmm.
Those were famous black photographers. And what she can develop is with the phone, but also being able to study. You know, I started off with SLRs, old 35-millimeter cameras, and I progressed into digital and then now using the phone. And as I sent you the pictures this morning of the alignment, and you capture those moments because those are historical times in which you capture, when she said the pink clouds, is that those are things in which a person has to develop an eye to be able to see and capture that eye, and it's an art. You're talking about the talent, and that photography is an art. But it also is an historical history that you can photojournalism, because those pictures that we have at the Lorraine Motel and the Million Man March and all of those great shots that show our captured history at that moment, she's developing that talent to be able to, she can playing basketball, she could be a sports photographer, she can be whichever one she chooses. But the part is that she has the support backing her of her mother. So I commend you for bringing them forward as a prodigy.
Yes. Thank you. Wow. And when I first saw her work, Baba Kwame, that's the first thing I thought of was Gordon Parks, because I had the honor to meet him before he transcended. Met him at Columbia College, which I think she is considering Columbia College, because Columbia, you're working with professionals who are already in the industry and they know things that you don't have a clue about. I am so grateful for Columbia and the experience that I had. And wherever you go, I know you'll be fine, but that's just, you know, I'm alumni, so I'm all for you going in this, you know, right here in Chicago. I also love the fact that you passed up what was presented to you because of your height. You had to feel it. So you are already on target, because you are not allowing the society to tell you, because you're almost 6 feet tall, you need to be a basketball player. You're like, oh, no, I am not having any of that. Do you know any of the great female photographers that came before you?
No.
Oh, you got a little homework to do then, don't you? Yeah, because you need to know who those people are. And do you know who Gordon Parks is? Yeah, you got some homework to do. Gordon Parks was thebomb.com, and Latoya Frazier, too. So it's important that you know the history of not only photographers, but those who look like you, their struggles, their challenges, and what they've overcome, because there will be some periods in your life where you will need that, and mom just may not be around, and you can pick up that information that you have. I'm still talking about pen and paper, child on the computer, excuse me. You can go to Google and pull up something and see the challenges they were going through, and that might help you in your understanding of what the challenge is that you're going on at that particular point. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything you want to add to what Baba Kwame Sunhorse said? Yes, no, maybe so?
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Mm. We appreciate you appreciating it. Let's get another call, because I know you've got to go in like 5 minutes. Ooh, yeah, 7 minutes. 779-801. You are live on the air with Skylar Griffin and her mom, Sinitra Griffin, child prodigy photographer. Here on Monday Morning Mindfulness. What's your name and where you're calling from? 779-801.
Grand Rising. This is Maika. How are you? I'm so glad to hear you, Zelda, and welcome to your guest, your esteemed guest.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
From what I'm hearing, you're a prodigy, whatever field you get in. Is that true?
Well, we like to think so.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And it just that photography rang good for you. That's great. I want to invite you to come out to historic Pembroke Township, which is like an hour and a half south of Chicago, and take pictures of nature out here this year, this spring, this summer. I think you'll have a great time. Pembroke is an agricultural mecca for African-American people. It's been the only one north of the Mason-Dixon line forever. It's like going down south to Mississippi or, you know, out in the country and what have you. But it holds great wealth in terms of agricultural development, although it's a very poor community. But anyway, I want to invite you to come on down here. And I'm probably a prodigy in mine, but what happened to me as a child was they started teasing me because of my height, and that distracted me from a lot of the things that I would have normally done because I hadn't been prepared in terms of self-esteem and what have you, like your mother did you. Deal with the onslaught of people teasing me. You know, like I walk in the room, from the valley of the jolly, ho, 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 green giant. So it made me focus on my self-image at a negative level.
Yeah.
So that can be distracting, and you don't want to get distracted by other people's cruelty. So I'm glad to hear that your mother has fortified your self-esteem so that you can go through that, realizing that short people want to be tall. That's the, you know, and the green giant was taking care of everybody. So anyway.
You know what? Hearing what you said, that was something that was always in the back of my head. And regardless, when I saw her inching taller and taller and taller and then taller than me, which I refuse to look up to her, but I have started implementing, walk in the room and own it. Ooh. Don't allow other people's insecurities to become yours because they're projecting. So it's never too late. You'll just be an adult prodigy, but don't give up.
Oh, I ain't gave up. I still do my thing. It's all right. I restored my self-esteem and understand my value and worth. So it's cool. It's all right.
She's a bad mama. I can tell you that right now. Yeah. Help the people. Actually, she's a former host on the Female Solution. She was on when you were on Tuesdays. Yeah, she was on Tuesdays, right after me on Tuesdays. And for a personal reason, she had to do something else, another calling in another city. And we respect that. And we appreciate the fact that she continues to call in and encourage the young people because she's an awesome, as they say in the record, she's a bad mamma jamma. I know you don't know nothing about that, but she's a down.
Thank you, Zelda. If you go to another college, I think if you look into graphic design, you might find some real focus in that area too because that's another level from the photography. A great way to expand your repertoire because now you can design what you would the kind of pieces that you want to put your photos in. So anyway, like I said, I've extended the invitation. Zelda can share with you my contact information.
Okay.
And come on down at some point when the leaves start turning green and the flowers start popping up. That ain't really happening here. The grass is showing some. But when it comes up, it is so beautiful. It's just magnificent.
And what did you call that type of photography? Because I have a niece who does photography, but she turned it into the kind of art. What was the art called, Maika?
I said graphic design. I think that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, graphic design.
We actually looked into that, and also I forgot to add another thing that she got into was coding. She's a part of the Black Girl Code. Like I said, we are tapping into everything that we can.
What is coding?
And what is coding?
Computer coding, where you can use different. What are they called? To implement, like, basically, like, how you see a game. It's the background coding, the different, it's still in my mind. It's the different formulas that you use to make different things happen.
On the computer.
It's in the background. You're coding the program. Right. That's beautiful.
That's what you're talking about, yeah.
My niece, Andrea, did this, and she's a graphic artist, and it's a lion, and she put little beads on the, like, lock for the lion's lock. And I just thought that was so they just reminded me of when Maika said she should do graphics, she should consider graphics, so I just wanted to share that with you. Isn't that gorgeous?
It is.
Yeah. And I know you've got to go, so I just want both of you to give us a closing comment before you leave this morning on your future. What can we expect?
More pictures being taken from different angles.
And mom?
And hopefully, what I plan on doing is collecting all of her pictures over time and getting them put on canvases who presented as an art show. So that's going to take some time, and Skylar is very picky about her pictures. So, and she's a teenager.
Okay.
So that's going to take some time to collect those pictures to have them put on a canvas. But once we do it, we will be sure to invite you, Zelda, and to invite all of your callers and it's the part of community of Higher Learning Network.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Do we have time for this last call, 773-521? You got a quick question. They have to go at, say, 29. Hi, who's this?
Oh, yeah. How you doing? This is Cooper James, the indigenous American. I love what the sister's doing. And I was going to say, I got famous when I shared the pyramids in America, all over the world, kings and queens of Africa, everybody all up in Europe and Britain, all over the world, they contacted me and said, you know who you are. I go, yeah, I'm indigenous American. I'm not African American. And that's how I got famous. And I met wealthy people. Everyone can't start talking to me.
Hold on. He's going on and on and on about that. I'm trying to get this girl out of here because it's 8:30 and she got to go. Thank you so much, Skylar, for allowing the world to see you from the female solution view and your lovely mom, Sinitra. I'll see you at the laundromat, girl. And we will continue this journey. And we got to get you down to Pembroke if I have to take you there personally myself. It's an experience. I was out there picking berries. I couldn't believe it. I picked cotton. I swear after I picked cotton, I wasn't picking nothing else but blueberries. I can deal with. So thank you so very much, Sinitra. And Skylar,
thank you.
Continue to do the wonderful things that you do. We appreciate you. We love you. Namaste, Hotep. Peace. Shalom. And I'll send you a copy of the video, and we'll be talking soon about getting her down to Pembroke. Okay?
Thank you.
All righty. Have a great day, and as I know you will. Bye-bye now. And I want to thank you for hanging around with us. We've got one more commercial break, and we'll be right back. So stay close.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their Internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
And we are now going to the Female Solution promo.
Welcome to Quick Click, where customers can buy, share, and earn. Meet Sam. Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend. So she decides to list her products on Quick Click. On Quick Click, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her products with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace, just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura. Laura is in the market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the Quick Click marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would on any other e-commerce site. After purchasing, Laura receives a unique Quick Link that she can share with friends to begin earning Quick Cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's Quick Link on her phone and purchases a pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases using Laura's Quick Link, Laura receives Quick Cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own Quick Link and begin earning Quick Cash as well. But Quick Click is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. Quick Click rewards customers for sales they directly and indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica's new Quick Link makes, Laura will earn additional Quick Cash as well, making the potential for earning exponential.
Laura and Jessica can transfer their Quick Cash balance to their bank account at any time, or can even use Quick Cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs, since she is only spending marketing dollars when actual purchases are made. Start buying, sharing, and earning today at QuickClick.com.
And you can get more information at info@higherlearningnetwork.org. I am always telling people and sharing with this information because QuickClick is the new Amazon, and this is what we have bought. And we got a check, babe! Oh, we got a check! Well, not a check. Money in our account.
All right.
It worked, y'all. This is what we get. So if you go to my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com, we go get this hot cocoa. And we get this, and we share it with the homeless because they're cold. They need something hot. Not everybody drinks coffee. I don't drink coffee. I drink tea.
Yeah, I'm a hot cocoa person myself.
Love me some hot cocoa. And I didn't know that people could
get this hot cocoa. And we get this, and we share it with the homeless because they're cold. They need something hot. Not everybody drinks coffee. I don't drink coffee. I drink tea. I'm a hot cocoa person myself. Love me some hot cocoa. And I didn't know that people could get this hot cocoa. And we get this, and we share it.
Oh, I see what happened. Anyway. So
that's what time warp you all. Yeah.
So when you are out shopping and you want to get some hot cocoa to give to the homeless, you can all go to my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com, and go to Quick Click. It's the new Amazon, whereas Amazon doesn't pay you anything. This one plays. You get your own link. You go to my link, and you order the cocoa, and when you order it, you automatically get a link because people can buy from you, and so on and so forth and so on and so forth. And so this is, we only got two things. We got what we need. We're not shopping just to be shopping. We got the cocoa and the noni juice, which helps the immune system. So we get that on the regular. So that's what we're doing for the homeless. What are you doing for the homeless? I hope you're doing something if you ain't doing nothing but praying. But send them something. If you want to donate, please donate to higherlearningnetwork.org. You'll always see all the updates on my blog, so just simply go to it. But thank you, my sister, for joining us this morning here on The Female Solution. I hate that you had to leave. I mean, they had to leave before you came on because she's a stay-at-home mom. She's a working-at-home mom, and, you know, she got to get to work at 8:30, so I had to let her go. Kofi, apologize, but maybe I had to put you on hold because we were not talking about you being famous. We were talking about this child prodigy, so I apologize for that. But this ain't your day, Kofi. I love you, and I thank you, and I appreciate you calling, but this wasn't your day. This is the day that is dedicated to the children of the future because it is children like her who are going to be. You talk about it in the opening all the time, 50 years from now.
That's right.
These kids don't have a clue as to who Kofi is, who I am, who you are. They don't have a clue. They don't know, and they don't care.
Yeah, we will have transitioned as they are blossoming into who they're going to become. So our job is to prepare the way for them. And I'm so glad that her mother built her self-esteem and gave her a greater vision of who she can be. Because like we say, you know, and I had the same experience with Maika of, you know, being very tall and having people at a period in my life make me feel like there was something wrong with that, and I developed a slump, you know, and it took some transitional work within for me to straighten my back and straighten my attitude about myself and to realize, like Maika said, short people teach you because they really want to be tall.
Okay. Yeah, they do. They do. And I didn't understand that when I was coming up, too, because I was tall and thin, and then I got tall and big. So it's like everybody wants to chastise you to see if you're going to knock them out or not.
Like to the wrong size. Like, no, I'm exactly as I'm supposed to be.
Thank you. I remember having this one little girl. She was just, I just couldn't understand what it was about me that just made her up in my face all the time. And then it dawned on me some years later that I was tall and she was short.
Yeah.
It never occurred to me at the time.
Uh-huh.
So short people want to be tall, tall people want to be short. Fat people want to be thin, thin people want some boobs or hips or whatever. Nobody's satisfied with what they got.
Be happy with whatever body you're in. It's just a vessel to get you to where you got to go to do what you got to do while you're here on Earth. It's your Earth.
Thank
so whatever
you.
It looks like, be grateful for it, keep it healthy, honor it by keeping it clean and well-maintained, and love it for whatever it expresses about you and your ancestry and the journey of the people who came before you, because everybody's face and body is telling a story, and it's a beautiful story. God is a wonderful script writer, and so your face, your body, everything about you tells a story about the journey of your ancestors and their surviving and thriving, and all the things that are inside of you is your soul's journey of what you have developed as a soul. So when we see prodigies, these are souls who have developed gifts and skills, and they're continuing with that in this lifetime. So we want to make sure we encourage that and not let somebody say, oh, well, you look like this, so therefore you should be that. Oh, you look tall, you should be an athlete. No, you don't know what's inside that person. You don't know what that soul has come here to give. So she's got an eye. She has a natural talent. Just like we were talking about Beata's granddaughter with the artistic talent that is blossoming at age 7. When you see a talent in a child, encourage it. Give them opportunities to express it and let it grow and develop. Put them in places where they can learn from people because they're here to give that as a gift to the world. So our job is to help them do it and help them do it in a powerful way. And, you know, I'm going to make sure that I introduce her to an organization I'm a part of, the
Yes.
Chicago Alliance of African American Photographers, because they are kind of a way to encourage photography as not just an art form, but as a business. And the organization's mission is to preserve the history of Chicago through the visual art of photography. This is a very historic city, and this is a time of history that we want to preserve for future generations. So when you have an eye where you can see the beauty of the landscape of the city, and you can just see the wonder of all the things that inspire people to see, and you can capture that moment, you're preserving a moment in time for all time. And that is a great gift and skill. So I'm honored that we have had the opportunity to meet her before she evolves into that wonderful history preserver that she's becoming.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that something?
That is something, yes.
That is. Oh, and she lives right here in the building. She lives right in the building. Like I thought when she was like...
Right under your nose.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, you see them when they're little, and it is the years pass, and you see them grow up. And then she's getting off the elevator one day, and I'm looking at her. I'm like, girl, who are you?
And that's a significant thing, because when you have stature,
yes,
that means you're supposed to be seen. You're like a beacon of light. People are supposed to see you.
Yes.
So you are someone who is here to set an example so people can see.
Yes.
It's a wonderful thing
and
be gifted with height.
Yes, it is, because not everybody has it, and everybody wants it. Everybody wants to be something other than what they are. Oh!
Yeah. Why do you think they make high heel shoes?
Okay. And here we are, 6 feet, trying to wear high heels. Oh, like,
I know.
I had a girlfriend in high school, still have her. Karen was 6 feet already in, 12th grade, going to first year in college, and every party we went to, everybody wanted to dance with her, of course, so we all wanted to be Karen, because she was the stepping queen. She was like the Doris Day of the hood. She was awesome. And even she took the yearbook picture, and in her yearbook picture, here she is standing, the most popular girl, with a 4'5" guy. I'll never forget that as long as I live. I was like, they were the king and queen of the prom, like, for real?
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, that little brother had to have some, because they were dancing. They were popular. I was like, wow.
Well, I was told by a short man that the attraction they have for tall women is that it makes them feel like, oh, they must be special because they can handle this tall woman. So it makes them feel like bigger men. Yeah, so if you have short men chasing after you, that's why.
Okay, never thought about it like that. Wow.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing. But, you know, you always remember the tall person, and it's the funniest thing. I was at this event in South Shore, at the South Shore Cultural Center. They were, they had a groundbreaking for these new condominiums that a wonderful, powerful black woman is having done on the South Shore, I think along the sort of 75th Street in Chicago. And at the luncheon, it's the strangest thing because this is someone I had not seen in more than 50 years. But she was in my first grade class, and her name was Carolyn, and we were the two tallest girls in the class.
Wow.
Now, I had not seen her since first grade. But when she was standing next to me, you know how you suddenly remember somebody's spirit? And I knew that was her, and then when she said her name was Carolyn, I said, you were in my class in first grade. And I'm wondering, how the heck do you remember? But we were the two tallest girls, and for some reason, instantly I remembered her. And, you know, we took a picture together and everything. And, you know, it's just so funny because you think, this is someone I have not seen in about 52, 53 years.
Wow.
And yet, instantly I remembered her because we go two tall girls in first grade.
Hmm. Ain't that something? In first grade.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. How long ago was that?
Yeah. We won't even try to count those numbers. But I want to share with our viewing and listening audience the play that's going on at Black Ensemble Theater, Just Like Coming to Church. It is the story of overcoming whatever is going on in your life. It is simply a season of healing and joy, and it's all taking place at the Black Ensemble Theater. You can see it right there, so go get your tickets if you want to have a good time. Take your church with you, take your family with you, take anybody with you, because everybody's just talking about it. And I had to send someone in my place because I couldn't make it, but all I can say is I hate I missed it, so I want you to see it so you can enjoy it. It's at the Black Ensemble Theater, so you be sure and check that out. And yesterday during our weekly meeting, Naima, of the Female Solution, our Saturday host, Jana, shared with us a new website that she has on parenting, I should say, not a website. Yeah. What is it called?
Is it a blog?
YouTube page, YouTube Holistic Parenting on Facebook. Yeah. And I just want to share that with our audience because they need to know. There it is right there.
You know, it's so wonderful.
Sorry about that. Go ahead.
It's so wonderful that we are evolving. It's like a new mindset that is descending upon the earth where we're understanding that we have to change the way we raise our children because that's where everything starts, realizing that we must raise them with love. We must raise them for respect for all life. We must give them a greater vision of who they can become, and we must empower them with the understanding that they are creating the future that they're going to experience. And it's literally in their hands. And so this is a wonderful website, and you think about the term holistic. That connects everything because everything is connected. And children today need to understand early on that they are mind, body, and spirit. And we have to feed all of those parts of who they are. So I'm looking forward to sharing this as we continue to expand toward our working with HWPL and the Peace School. You know, we had developed a whole concept of teaching called New Earth. And that is something that we want parents to have access to, regardless of what your child is learning in the public school system or whatever school system they're in. They need to first get that exposure to internal development of who they are as a being, as an eternal soul, as someone who is greater than the body that they're wearing, so that we can eliminate all of the low self-esteem that comes with people talking about how you look and making you feel like there's something wrong with your visual image or making you feel like there's something lacking in you because you don't fit an image they think you should have. You are not the body that you're wearing. This is just a temporary experience so that you can honor those ancestors who paved the way for you wherever they are in the world. And it's a vehicle for you to do the work that you came here to do. So whatever skills and gifts and talents you have, we want to develop them and discover what they are. So this is a new way of learning, even to discover who the child is so that you can help them become their best selves. I still remember the first thought I had when my child was born. Because, you know, you're carrying this living person, but you really don't really, really believe there's somebody in there until they come out. You know, you're feeling kicking and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you almost don't feel like, you almost can't really believe there's a person in there. And then when they come out of you, you realize this is someone you don't even know.
Mm.
They are, but you don't know who they are. You have to
just
know
who they are.
Who are you?
Yeah.
It was just amazing to me. This is a whole being that's been living inside of me. I don't know who you are.
Wow.
So my job is to discover who you are. Because you've chosen to come through me. You've trusted me with your soul experience. I must then help you evolve into who you came to be. And when we look at it this way, as having children, raising children, whether you had them physically yourself or you're raising someone else's children, it's a trust. This is a soul that's entrusting their lives to you. And so you have to see them as the beautiful expressions of divine creation that they are. See them and instill that in them early on before anybody can destroy their self-esteem. So when you know at 2 years old you are God's masterpiece, you are a wonderful expression of the creative energy of the universe. You are limitless, and you are created from pure love, and you are welcome into this world. When you can give children that kind of foundation, then they're unbreakable.
Unbreakable.
Encounter somebody who's mean or nasty or rude, you've already instilled in them, this is somebody who doesn't recognize who they are.
Mm-hmm. Has nothing to do with you.
Has nothing to do with you.
Just like it has nothing to do with this 6-year-old girl being arrested. Are you serious? What has this world come to that we are allowing this to happen? This is Jana's blog. Jana is our Saturday host. What Saturday is it? I forget.
The first Saturday. First Saturday of the summer.
And she has a blog called Ancestral Energies, blogs.blogspot.com. And this is what it's talking about, black books, African heritage books, mind, body, spirit, the Ancestral Energies blog by Jana, author of Success Strategies for Black People and Black Success Stories, the African Diasporic Healing, Health, and Wellness and Success. And this is what they're talking about. I'm not going to play it, but this is the kind of nonsense that's going on in this world. Thank God we had Skylar and her mom on to counteract that. So you can look at that on your own, but I just wanted to share that with you.
And that means that there's some adult that's twisted in their thinking.
Yes.
You know, when you can't see a child as a child, and if a child is in distress,
yeah,
you can't recognize, you can't have the parental instincts to see them as a child in distress, not as a criminal or somebody that has to be suppressed or repressed or detained or imprisoned. You have to see that they're a child in distress. And actually, anybody who acts out of character is really a child in distress.
Mm.
The only reason why people act out is because they're in distress. It's not your natural way to harm somebody.
Mm.
Something has happened to you that has taken you out of your natural way as a divine being. And when you are unfortunately distressed to the point where you're reacting, if people around you don't have the sensitivity to understand, then they're going to condemn you, call you bad, arrest you, want to have you put away, when in fact, if you can get to the root of your distress and heal the pain, and restore you to your original state, then that solves the problem. So I see us, as we evolve in our sensitivity as a human family, eliminating the prison concept as it exists now. Because right now it's a place where you send people who are in pain to receive more pain. And it doesn't heal them, it further injures them. It's like if somebody came to the hospital with a broken leg, so you break the other leg. Now, how is that going to help them walk?
At all. Girl, you got some analogies, parables. We get it, though. Yeah, we get it.
But that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
So wow. We need to heal the broken leg. They are broken, and they need healing, not further breakage.
So hopefully they got the laugh. Now hopefully they'll get the gist of the conversation. Yeah, yeah. It makes you think. Oh, you come here today. Oh, that leg's broke. Okay, well, let's help you over here. We'll break the other leg. That's funny. And then you must have been with somebody who was, they're on another level. Yeah, you are definitely tapped into the subconscious. Yes, ma'am. I love it. I love that about you. And I forgot to mention that her blog, too, on Facebook, her blog, facebook.com, Blogging Carnival for Nonviolence, because the violence has gotten out of hand. So this is our first Saturday host, Jana. She's always looking for articles. So just go to the page. If you want to write something for our article, just send it to her. It's the Blogging Carnival for Blogging, site for Nonviolence. So just wanted to share that with you. Okay. And it is 8:56. We've got 1 minute before we close. We're almost off the air because I want our promo to play through. But before we do, let's give a lineup for the week tomorrow. Jody Susan, Self-Care, 7 to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And on Wednesday, we will have Naima Latif and Kareem Hamid. Is that Imam Kareem Hamid? Is he Imam?
Yes.
Kareem. Let me give him his title. Kareem Imam.
I don't want to, sound like I'm being both of them. Oh, that's right. You own that. You preach to people every week.
Right.
They're looking for spiritual guidance.
That don't come easy. That don't
come
easy.
You got credentials,
So, yes. Much respect to the brother. I've never met him in person, but much respect. Imam Kareem Hamid. And on Thursday, Dr. Debbie Green, Soulful Solutions. I forgot to ask you what you're doing on Wednesday. What's the topic on Wednesday?
Well, Wednesday, we're going to be talking to people from HWPL, talking about the Peace School and all the things that will be taught and what we hope to do in transforming people so that they first can create that internal peace and then teach it to their children and learn how to relate to people differently so that all parts of education are related to the building of a world. We're going to talk about that this week.
Oh, my goodness. And Friday self, who's Friday? Viata, health and well-being. And Viata says, my son is a photographer. So glad to see your guest, beautiful talent. Thank you, Sistar, for presenting her to us. Just like our beautiful grandbaby, Jasmine.
She's
going to be doing some wonderful things, too. And the little boy, I forgot his name. I'm a senior, forgive me. Anyway, let's get one more call in before we go because we got that hand up. 336-350, you're live on the air. Hi, who's this? Where are you calling?
This is Mama AC, and I'm calling you from Tucson, Arizona. I want to say right quick, the young prodigy, take the opportunity to go to Pembroke with Dr. Maika and bring some young people. Have a sweat. Get involved in that. And thank you. Thank you for your time. Thank you, family.
Thank you, AC. We're praying for you. Thank you for calling in.
We're going to sit down in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/.
But I want you to hear this ending, so
executive producer, get at me. So here we go. Today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/TheFemaleSolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimahlatif.com. watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Jeong Kujung. France, Merci. Spain, Gracias. Italy, Grazie. Egypt, Shukran. Ghana, Medasi. Nigeria, Eshe. South Africa, Ngiyabonga. Senegal, Jared. Kenya, Asante. Israel, Toda. Pakistan, Shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakor. Saudi Arabia, Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
And that, my friend, is the Female Solution promo. Now that you heard it, and now you can see it.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Cell Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
And we are now live in the after show with our very own executive producer, Naima Latif.
I can't remember that one.
That's my Arsenio Hall presentation. Naima Latif. Yay!
Oh, yeah.
I can't sing it, but I can say it. Hallelujah. We are in the official after show of Monday Morning Mindfulness. Thank you so much for joining us here. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you are on the switchboard and your phone, you want to speak, I see a hand is lit up. Shall we take that call, Naima?
Yeah, we'll go ahead and take the call and give them an opportunity to say a word or two.
Okay, a word or two. Here you come, 779-801. You're live on the Female Solution. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Grand Rising. Hi, who's this?
I think that's Maika. Is that still Maika?
779-801. Well, maybe she has her headphones on. Maika. Oh, there you are. That's Maika.
Yeah, I had the mute button on.
Oh,
I forgot.
Okay. Did you want to speak? I say your hand was still up.
I think my hand was still up from the last time I spoke, but
I don't really
have anything else to say right now. It might spark something in me later on. I'll take my hand off and get back up. Okay.
All right. Thank you much. All right, Naima. Take it away, sis.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've been talking about how we want to teach children nonviolent communication. We want to teach them how to respond to things so that they're not upset or affected by teasing and things like that. But we know that it is it is difficult when you're hurt and someone says something. So my sisters and I, we do a show every Sunday at 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern, because they're both on the East Coast, called Three Black Moms. And we talk about some of our experiences in mothering and our experiences as children and what we've learned about parenting. And this coming Sunday, we want to address an issue because the whole world's talking about it now. If you saw the Oscar Awards, saw the Academy Awards, you remember, as Chris Rock joked about it, this is the most memorable moment in TV history. But basically what happened, and all of us, you know, we love Jada Pinkett Smith. We've seen her journey as an actress and her development of the Red Table Talk YouTube show, and her being very candid about her child-rearing challenges, her marital challenges, her personal challenges, even with the loss of hair. And many of us as women, we do understand that, because that does happen to us, just like men. But when it happens rapidly, it can be really traumatizing. But she really empowered herself by deciding to shave her head off and wear it as a style. And she had on that show a whole group of women who are bald. They're wearing baldness as a style. And it's so liberating, because we know as women, the whole hair thing is such a big deal. That's why you got millions of dollars being spent on weaves and fake hair and everything else, because we've been made to feel like if you don't have the right hair, you won't get any love. You won't get any success. You won't be acceptable. So it was a very empowering thing for her to shave her head and to be proud of her hair, her head, and her beauty. And so Chris Rock, being a comedian, he made a joke about it. You know, and I can't wait till the next, I think he said this G.I. Jane 2 movie comes out. Because you know, as a scene in the G.I. Jane movie, the actress shaved her head and, you know, she was competing in the military. Well, Jada's husband, Will Smith, did not think that joke was funny. And he responded. It was a gut-level response. He jumped up and smacked Chris Rock hard. And at first people were like, oh, is this like a comedy routine? Is this a joke? But then people could feel the energy and like, oh, no, he was not joking. And he kind of told Chris, you keep my wife's name out your mouth.
Yep, sure
he
did.
He was furious. And Chris Rock.
We don't want to show that. It's enough of that on TV.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think we should show that.
Oh, no. Well, you know, it's all over the internet.
We'll,
I mean, the image of it, is the photo image. And I looked at that photo. I said, I know that photographer got paid some money for that image. Because image of after the slap, I'm sure that went all around a little. That was a good photographer.
I love Chris's response.
Yeah, because you can
have to catch
on your feet when something happens.
Yeah, and that was something that could be,
yeah.
I don't know how you did it.
Well, you know, you have to bounce back, because life is unpredictable.
Yes,
and if you're
is.
An entertainer, and especially a comedian, you better know how to make a joke real quick.
Yes,
you know. But, as you know, after that happened, Denzel Washington and Tyler Perry kind of pulled
Will to the side
and kind of helped calm him down.
Yeah.
And then he ended up winning the award, the Academy Award for the movie King Richard.
Yep.
And in his acceptance speech, and it was a beautiful acceptance speech, you know, he expressed his emotions, and because the character he had just played had been, Venus and Serena Williams' father, who was to really be fierce in protecting his daughters from being abused. So I guess a little bit of that spirit was still in him. I got to protect my family from, you know, people attacking me. So that's what came out of him. And he apologized and everything, and he said, you know, love will make you do crazy things. And people could really feel for him. And, you know, when I looked at that, because my sisters and I, we talked about, well, how are we going to address that angle of what happened? Because our show is all about how do you teach your children. So if we're, are we going to teach them how how to not get angry when people say something that hurts you or you feel you've been publicly humiliated? How do you control your anger so you don't get violent? Do we teach them how to be sensitive so you don't say things that are hurtful that could provoke somebody to respond that way? So maybe both of those things really have to be addressed. Because when we talk about violence, something always happens to precede the violence. And even though in violent situations, you can't say, well, someone made me hit them, but we can be more sensitive to people's feelings because sometimes you can say something that is so deeply hurtful that you've pushed a button that you don't know you pushed, and a person reacts because of the pain that they are in. So it's important for us to, first of all, be able to know when something might be hurtful to say. And that can be challenging for a comedian because a comedian's job is to take the things that are hurtful in our lives and make us laugh about it. So it's really a very healing kind of profession. You know, we can laugh about racism. We can laugh about poverty. You know, we can laugh about substance abuse. We laugh about those things, but they're hurtful. But a comedian has the skill to make us laugh. And so that's what Chris Rock was doing in his capacity as a comedian, making light of a thing with the hopes of making it be funny. And his intention was not to hurt feelings. And sometimes you don't know when you hurt somebody until after you've said something and the look on their face was, oh, they didn't find that funny. So it's very challenging being a comedian because you can, you know, cross the line sometimes and then you really damage somebody. So it is a challenge. So it's important for us to know how to sense someone's feelings as we're having a conversation. And if we say something that offends them, to acknowledge it and let them know that our intention wasn't to be offensive, because sometimes we say things and we didn't mean it the way they heard it, but they have a pain that hasn't healed inside of them, and we've triggered that remembrance of that pain with something we said. So even in our teaching children communication skills, we have to teach the sensitivity about things you say and don't say. There's one of the episodes we did on Three Black Moms was about racist terms that we didn't even realize were racist. And so we're saying things all the time, and it's part of, you know, regular speech, and we don't know that it's offensive to a certain ethnic group, like in the term gyp. Oh, they gypped me. I just found out that stems from the term gypsy, which is a derogatory term for a certain ethnic group of people, and all the stereotypes that come with them supposedly being thieving or dishonest. So I didn't know that was a racist term. You know, paddy wagon. I didn't know that was a racist term. I thought that's what I heard it called growing up, where, you know, the police wagon would take people away. Well, it came from the derogatory racist term referring to Irish people as paddy. And so, you know, they would get drunk and the police would come and take them away. So that's where that term came from. I hadn't known that. It's a lot of things that we say that are offensive. And a lot of people don't know the term Oriental is offensive. They think, oh, that's what you call Asian people. No, that's an offensive term. You didn't know that. So when we say anything and someone says, oh, you shouldn't say that, that's hurtful, that's offensive, we need to apologize, you know, let it be known that wasn't my intention. If that person is still angry, we need to be able to soothe them and really deeply show regret that we have touched a nerve. And I say, you shouldn't get mad about that, because you don't know why they're hurt. You don't know how deep the pain may go. There are so many instances when people have said things. And we've seen people get fired from jobs from saying something, making an offbeat joke about somebody. And next thing you know, they're fired because it wasn't funny to the people they joked about. And they may not have intended to say something hurtful. So there's a lot of situations where people unknowingly hurt someone. So that's part of what we need to teach our children, is sensitivity and humility. If you have hurt someone, acknowledge it. Apologize. Let it be known it wasn't your intention. My sister had told a story about when she, my sister Cheryl, she told a story about when she went to visit one of her friends, you know, at their house, and they had elderly parents, you know, Caucasian parents, and they were serving a bowl of mixed nuts, and in them were Brazilian nuts. If you know what Brazilian nuts look like, they're brown and kind of large, and so, you know, her friend's mother had said, oh, pass me the nigger toast. And my sister Cheryl was like, what? You know, and I guess they saw a look on her face. And, like, yeah, nigger toast. I mean, that's what we've always called them. And my, you know, Cheryl goes, no, they're Brazilian. And then later, you know, her friend's mother felt bad. She's like, oh, I think I offended your friend. Well, yeah. But, I mean, she didn't think anything about it because in their culture, that's what they've been calling those nuts. It looked like, you know, black people told and nigger told. So she didn't know that that would have been offensive. And then, of course, now she found out you don't call those nuts that anymore because that's a term that's derogatory to black people. So there are many times people will say things and not know it's offensive, or tell a joke and not know it's offensive. And if it hurts you, you might respond with intensity based on how it makes you feel. So here is Will Smith feeling like, you have insulted the honor of my wife. You have insulted my wife. You have hurt her feelings. He shared how painful it was losing her hair with alopecia and everything. And you're going to joke about my wife's hint. And as a man, it was like, bah! You know, before you realize it, you had this gut level reaction, you know, in front of millions of people. But it's a lesson to be learned.
Yep.
It's a lesson to be learned. And it's very difficult being in entertainment because everybody feels like you don't have a right to privacy because you're because you're famous. So when someone says something that's painful, oh, just laugh it off. And Will had alluded to that in his acceptance speech, that you're supposed to just smile like it doesn't hurt. But you're still human. So just because someone is well-known doesn't mean they don't have feelings, doesn't mean that they should be just ready for any kind of jab just because, you know, everybody knows your business because you're famous, so we're going to talk about you and make public jokes about you. They're still human beings. And so everybody has a right to have their feelings respected, no matter how well-known they are, no matter how open their life may have been because they're all on TV and in magazines. So respect really is the foundation of what we teach our children. Respect for the feelings of others, respect for the needs of others, and acknowledging if we have hurt someone so that we can undo the damage. And then when someone responds in a way that is intent, rather than us criminalizing, see where the pain is that created that response.
Mm.
Because that's really what it is. With that 6-year-old girl that was arrested, when we have children that act out, they are acting out of pain.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can't recognize it in children, we definitely can't recognize it in adults, but it's the same thing. I'm acting out of pain. So if rather than someone give me more pain, I come to you with a broken leg and you break the other leg, let's heal the broken leg. Let's heal, because you're crying out in pain. Let's find out the source of your pain so it can heal. So if you have someone who responds with violence, what was the trigger inside of them? Not to blame someone for it, but to help them realize that there's something inside of you that is not healed and it's easily triggered, and your response could cause you to hurt someone else.
Mm-hmm.
That's the appropriate response for us as a society, for people who are acting out in situations where they're angry. Now, I believe it was this past Saturday here in Chicago. I don't have all the details of what happened. I'm sure it's still under investigation. A CTA worker at the 95th Street L station I guess he got into an altercation with, I believe, a Hispanic man.
Mm.
And the Hispanic man, first of all, he picked up the black man picked up a hammer, I guess, in a way that he was going to use it as a weapon. And the Hispanic man pushed him, and he hit the ground. So then the Hispanic man walks away and goes down the steps of the L station, and the CTA worker follows him, pulls out a gun and points it and shoots him. I think it was 11 shots he fired. So I don't have an update as to the status of the man he shot. I know he was in critical condition. I need to look it up to see. But, you know, if he dies, you're talking about somebody's going to be probably charged with at least manslaughter and at the worst murder because of something that was triggered in him, an anger that exploded, and then he shot at someone. So because the man was walking away, you can't say, oh, it was self-defense because, yeah, he pushed you and maybe punched the names or whatever may have happened, but he was already gone. So you had a choice of, you know, you could holler back a name and let it go, or you could just ignore it and let it, but whatever it was inside of him that was triggered and he pulled out a weapon and fired it. I mean, what's inside of you? And so even when we look at people who talk about, you know, we need more people with concealed carry permits. Well, is that a good idea when you have so many people who have uncontrolled anger?
Hello. I don't know about that.
Yeah. Because it's one thing if somebody makes you mad and you slap them. That's an act of violence. But what happens if you have that loaded gun on you and you shoot somebody? You can recover from a slap. You can't recover sometimes from a shot.
Right.
So we have to, before we do anything, we need to heal the hurt inside of people that makes them respond violently. That's where the work is. It's the internal work in people who have been injured by being made to feel bad about who they are. That's really what it is. So building self-esteem as the root of all our children's education, that is critical for us building a future world of peace. We have to fortify our children with a sense of well-being, a sense of acceptance of who they are, and a sense of empowerment to be able to become whatever they choose to be, and to realize that other people who may respond to them negatively are people who are unhealed in themselves.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't like yourself, you think you're going to feel better if you attack somebody else. That's what that is, whether it comes in the form of racism, sexism, xenophobia, whatever it is, you know, I don't like you because you got an accent, whatever it is that they don't like in you, it really is a reflection of something in themselves that they don't like.
Because you're too tall.
Yeah, you're too tall. Really what it is, I feel bad because I'm short. That's what that is. So when you know that that's what it is, then it has no power over you, none. Nothing anybody says can put a dent in your armor because you are secure in who you are, and so nobody can trigger you to respond in a way that could be hurtful because you don't care. You know who you are. And I think once we have empowered our children in that way, we're going to see less bullying. We're going to see less fighting. And we'll be able to build more harmony because everybody has healthy self-esteem. That's what we have to work on. And that's what's going to make a difference, and that's what's going to bring peace to our world.
Lord knows we could use some peace right about now. Oh, and I forgot to tell you that Skylar is involved. I hate you had to leave before you could get here. In a peace event.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes, and I was like, wow, she needs to know about the...
We're going to definitely connect with them. We will be connecting with them and make sure that... we include them in all of our peace efforts.
Yeah.
Getting that younger generation is so critical. They really are going to rebuild the world. And so we have to keep reminding ourselves we are not trying to get people to fit into what exists. This is going to end because it is misshapen, it is destructive, it is painful and harmful and hurtful and unloving. not a world we're trying to mold them to fit into. We're trying to empower them to create something different, something that is in harmony with the energy of love. That's what they're creating. So when we can, when we find these young people with these gifts and talents and skills, we want to encourage them, support them, give them all that they need to evolve and grow, because they are the ones building the new earth. They're the ones who are creating this new world where all of the ethics and values are based on love, compassion, respect, not making money off of somebody's misery.
Mm-hmm.
So once we instill the values, then the systems that are created will reflect those values.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we know that every system we have is based on somebody making money off
yep.
of somebody.
Yep.
That's why it's exploited. That's why it's hurtful.
Yep.
And we have been teaching our children that they have to fit into this and continue this mess. That's why the higher consciousness, the new earth teaching is going to be, we're not training you to fit into this dysfunctional world. You are here to create what is reflective of the energy of the Creator, which is love. And so you'll be able to evaluate everything we have, from our monetary system to our food growing and distribution system to our education systems, everything in our society. Our children will be able to evaluate and say, is it loving or unloving? Is it helpful or hurtful? And if it's hurtful, who is it hurting? And how can we change it so that it's not hurting anybody?
Mm-hmm.
That's how they're going to see the world. They'll be able to look at history from the point of what happened. And was this action helpful? Was it hurtful? Who was hurt? How do we repair the damage? How do we create something that does not hurt anyone anymore?
Mm.
And that means going through all of our history, because everywhere in the world, somebody has hurt somebody. Everybody is a descendant of someone who has received some type of pain. And that's what they're responding to.
Mm-hmm.
So we can take a look at whether it's Africa, Asia, Europe, you know, the islands, everywhere in the world where
mm-hmm.
people have had confrontations and someone has caused pain and suffering. The descendants of those people are still enduring some level of suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And they're responding with violence. And that's why we are having these repetitive wars and conflicts. So we have to heal the hurt inside the individual and inside the collective body, wherever they have developed a system that perpetuates pain. Like we have here in this nation, we know all the things we keep seeing that are hurtful. We have to change those things. And that's our goal. And I'm excited about that because it's in harmony with the spirit. Our spirits tell us every day we're not supposed to be treated badly. We're not supposed to be living in fear that somebody's going to come and restrict our freedom, lock us in a cage, publicly humiliate us because we don't have a certain dollar amount or not earning a certain amount of money or whatever the case may be. We might have to be thrown out of our house and made to live outdoors. There's no way we're supposed to be living in that kind of fear.
No way.
And having people actually suffering this way. So all of that will change. And that's the job of these new souls coming into the earth today. That's their job. And that's what they're equipped to do. And we're going to encourage and help and empower them.
And if you haven't been empowered, there must be a hole in your soul. That's all I got to say. And thank you so much for joining us here today on Female Solution. Those are the words of wisdom from our very own executive producer, Naima Latif. be sure and tune in tomorrow. Oh, Viata says, soul. So the Oscars were on while my soul purpose healing was on. We weren't looking at that's what I didn't know about it until this morning, because I was listening to you last night. You need to know this, sis. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
All of our listeners and viewers were listening. Nobody was watching Oscars. They didn't want to watch that.
I was in a place where it was on, but I was listening to Viata Hill. And then I think her show had gone off when they were showing the slap and the, speech and all that. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I missed all that. I woke up to it this morning. And I was like, that's not something I really need to know, but I'm sure I'll hear about it. Anyway.
Yeah.
Thank you so very much. It is 9:30. Hope you enjoyed the after show. Tune in tomorrow morning. Self-Care with Jody Susan. Until then, stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to more of Higher Learning with the Female Solution and Naima Latif. All right, y'all. See you back here tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. We'll do it all over again. Make it a great day. Love, peace, and hair grease. Voila! All right. It's over with. All right, going now I can drink this. I didn't want to drink this nasty. Oh, it's so nasty, Naima. It's my second
one. That's
what I think.
Flowing through your body.
That's what I think the whole time. And thanks for Deborah. It's like, chug it down. Cause you can't.
Now, what's all in it?
The neem bark, like neem oil.
Oh,
I want the bark.
Yeah.
And the turmeric. It's supposed to heal whatever ailment is in your body. It's supposed to heal it. That's from Sadhguru on YouTube. Go check it out.
Yeah, I've seen
Sadhguru. Okay, I'm preparing myself mentally. Oh, I got to hang up the internet. Sorry about that, y'all. I keep forgetting to hang up the phone. Thank you, everyone, for listening. But it's in the words of Naima. It's time to go. Bye now. Thanks for listening.